News, a fuel tanker has caught fire on the Bruce Highway at Glenorchy, causing the highway to be closed for several hours this morning with diversions in place. The B-double tanker was carrying a combined total of almost 50,000 litres of unleaded fuel across two tanks when it rolled, both tanks catching fire after a subsequent crash. The driver, a man in his 30s, escaped the vehicle before emergency services arrived and was taken to Hervey Bay Hospital with minor injuries. The blaze was attended by 8 fire crews and took around 2.5 hours to contain. The highway is expected to remain closed for several hours while fuel cleanup efforts continue. Plans to convert a former factory into a major arts hub have been approved by the Brisbane City Council. The 34,000 square metre block that was previously the Yeronga Paint Factory is planned to house a new integrated arts village, including food and drink outlets and new entertainment spaces. Brisbane City Council stated that the building will range between 4 to 8 stories, but have yet to release the conditions of the development. Ross Elliott, chair of the Lord Mayor's Better Suburbs Initiative, compared the future possibilities of the paint factory project to other formal industrial areas turned, quote, vibrant mixed-use precincts like James Street and New Farm.
In national news, South Australia Independent State MP Troy Bell announced yesterday that he would step down from his position following an unsuccessful appeal of his 2024 theft and fraud conviction, with the departure sparking a probable by-election before the state election in 7 months' time. The former minister for Mount Gambier's decision was made swiftly, just hours after his appeal was dismissed by the Supreme Court yesterday, as Mr. Bell attempted to appeal his conviction of 20 counts of theft and 5 counts of dishonest dealings with documents that finalised last September. While Bell would have been forced to step down in the coming election due to the possibility of jail time for his alleged stealing of over $430,000 of not-for-profit education funding during his stint at the Department of Education between 2009 and 2013. Political scientist Rob Manwaring declared that due to the premature departure of a by-election would probably occur. Troy Bell additionally stated that there are avenues to continue his appeal to conviction, yet he is respectful of the decision. Western Australia's biggest regional city of Bunbury has recently unveiled their new plan to transform its CBD, but was met with mixed responses from locals. Surrounding residents are mostly in support of the town revamp, which will include reviving heritage-listed sites, relocation of the bus station, and mainly the transformation of the town square into a go-to visiting location. However, the existing town square, specifically the Graham Bitchell Music Shell, have been home to camps of rough sleepers for years now, causing many locals to raise concern over the displacement of those who have been inhabited in the area for so long. Town Mayor Jason Miguel says his development plan is key in shaping the next generation of Bunbury's history. However, he is dedicated to working with the rough sleepers and agencies to plan a way forward for them amid the planned improvements to the area.
In international news, 4th Division English football team Grimsby Town pulled off a shock victory on Wednesday night local time, knocking Manchester United out of the EFL Cup, winning the game on the 12th penalty. League 2's Grimsby Town went up 2-0 after just 30 minutes thanks to goals from Charles Vernham and Tyrell Warren, yet late goals from Brian Mbeumo and Harry Maguire levelled the scores and sent the game to penalties, where Brian Mbeumo hit the crossbar and sent the Premier League giants out of the League Cup's second round. The loss compounds pressure on Manchester United manager Ruben Amorim's job, with the manager failing to record a win in his side's first 3 games of the season. Amorim declared the result really fair, apologising to fans and stating that his players spoke really loud about what they want in their lacklustre performance. For your weather today, Brisbane is unbelievably sunny and continuing to warm up today with winds becoming light in the evening. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back on Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
New Stead Vets is a local and family-owned vet servicing Brisbane City and surrounds, offering a wide